Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now, you'll hear the first talk.
Listen to a sports commentary.
It's a great day for baseball. There are only one or two white fluffy clouds in the sky moving slowly across it as if to say, we'll keep you cool, but we won't disturb your hair too much. We have a packed stadium for the game, and it's a baseball crowd out there. Dads and moms with their kids, grandfathers with their grandchildren, whole extended families that have obviously been supporters over three or four generations. This is baseball, ladies and gentlemen, the national pastime. And it certainly promises to be a great game today. The Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees, the greatest rivalry in sports, and this game is all the more significant as it could well decide which team wins the American League and goes on to the World Series. The Yankees have to count as favorites. They have the strongest team by far on paper, and in their coach, they have one of the smartest tacticians in the game. But the Red Sox have had an extraordinary season. Their fans are in full cry and seem overspilling with confidence that this year is their year. That roar you just heard announces the entry of the Yankees. There are pockets of Red Sox supporters, but the cheering now is coming from, I would estimate, 90% of the mouths in the stadium. The players coming out onto the field in their classic uniform, white with black pinstripes, led by their captain and pitcher, the man with a golden arm, a man whose fastball is among the most feared of all time, and a man who until last Thursday had not been pronounced fit to play. I'm talking, of course, about...
Now you'll hear the first talk again.
Listen to a sports commentary.
It's a great day for baseball. There are only one or two white fluffy clouds in the sky moving slowly across it as if to say, we'll keep you cool, but we won't disturb your hair too much. We have a packed stadium for the game, and it's a baseball crowd out there. Dads and moms with their kids, grandfathers with their grandchildren, whole extended families that have obviously been supporters over three or four generations. This is baseball, ladies and gentlemen, the national pastime. And it certainly promises to be a great game today. The Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees, the greatest rivalry in sports, and this game is all the more significant as it could well decide which team wins the American League and goes on to the World Series. The Yankees have to count as favorites. They have the strongest team by far on paper, and in their coach, they have one of the smartest tacticians in the game. But the Red Sox have had an extraordinary season. Their fans are in full cry and seem overspilling with confidence that this year is their year. That roar you just heard announces the entry of the Yankees. There are pockets of Red Sox supporters, but the cheering now is coming from, I would estimate, 90% of the mouths in the stadium. The players coming out onto the field in their classic uniform, white with black pinstripes, led by their captain and pitcher, the man with a golden arm, a man whose fastball is among the most feared of all time, and a man who until last Thursday had not been pronounced fit to play. I'm talking, of course, about...
Question 26.
What is the weather like?
Question 27.
What is true of the spectators?
Question 28.
What does the commentator believe about the game?
Question 29.
Who was not expected on the field?
Question 30.
What does the man mean when he says,
"Pronounce fit to play"?